Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by public researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep your wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Well, cattle producers, it's the Superior Livestock Tallgrass Video Auction coming up this Friday, June 24th. It'll be live from the Lyon County Fairgrounds in Emporia, Kansas, and seen live on superiorclicktobid.com. Starts 8 a.m. Central Time, featuring yearlings from the Flint Hills and from the Osage. For information, you can go to superiorlivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. You can stick a fork in it. The Oklahoma wheat harvest is all but done, 95% complete, according to the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. As of their report last night, the only exception, the three panhandle counties, Buffalo at 70% now complete, 45% for Hooker, 20% done for Boise City, the latest numbers out of the Panhandle region, northwestern Oklahoma. Overall, producers are struggling in parts of southwest Oklahoma, fighting the mud in lower lying areas, but even in those places, it's figured that only 10 to 15% of the crop is left to harvest. In some parts around Chattanooga and Walters, as well in the Chickasha and Maysville areas, the crop in those lower lying areas may well never be harvested due to sprout damage. While some of the crop was completely lost to floods in southern Oklahoma, overall quality being reported throughout the state from south to north has been extremely favorable. Test weights and reported yields in all regions have been remarkable. After the effort to impose a meatless Monday on the military, the U.S. House of Representatives has passed the Defense Department Appropriations Act with an amendment that said meat will remain an option for members of the military. The amendment was offered by Nebraska Republican Adrian Smith, and it prohibits the Defense Department from excluding meat in its food service program manual. The U.S. Coast Guard had cut meat consumption among its cadets by 10% over 3 years, and that prompted concerns of potential meat cuts among other service branches, according to the congressman. He says meat contains vitamins and nutrients not available in a plant-based diet. The amendment is not a mandate or a prohibition. It simply says there will be a meat option for our service members each day. Both the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and National Pork Producers Council have applauded Smith's efforts to make sure anti-meat activists can't decide what the military can or cannot eat. This week, out in Portland, Oregon, the U.S. Wheat Associates are hosting their Latin American and Caribbean Wheat Buyers Conference. Vince Peterson, VP for Overseas Operations for U.S. Wheat, says this is an important region to target for our U.S. wheat exports.
You know, there are extremely important areas, and I would say perhaps we might say some of the most important areas for wheat producers and wheat exports for all the destinations that we deal with. The importance of this event is that it assembles our customers widely dispersed from Mexico all the way through Brazil, all the way through the Caribbean, South America, into one place at one time where we can have a conversation with them about the markets, about their business, about our relationships with them. It's really a once in every 2 year opportunity for us, and we've been doing it for about the last quarter of a century.
Vince Peterson saying the Latin American and Caribbean markets an important market for the U.S. wheat industry. You've got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show in each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. The 23rd annual Tulsa Farm Show is planned for December the 8th through the 10th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. Call Ron Bormaster to learn more at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Lots more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Check it out, my friends. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.